Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for May 21st, 2018. First up today, we have the embargo lifting for OnePlus 6. So reviews have been popping up across the web. We haven't quite finished our review yet, but you should keep an eye out for that in the coming days. Basically, the story with this phone, according to the several reviews we've looked at and rounded up over at 9to5 Google, is it's a lot of the same story. It's a really good phone, has great specs, great software as compared to some of the bloated software of other Android flagships, and it just has a generally premium design that can go head-to-head with lots of the other flagships on the market. But OnePlus's, you know, big deal is just cutting the price as much as possible, and that kind of stays the same this year, but also kind of doesn't. They are increasing the price as they have with pretty much every release over the last couple years. But it is notable, however, that the prices of those premium flagships that OnePlus is trying to take on are also going up. And so it kind of makes sense that if OnePlus is going to add these features, for instance, in this case, they added glass back to the OnePlus 6, that maybe the price would have to go up as well. Next up, Google Photos is getting some updates soon. You can now favorite all of the photos you like across your library, as many as you want, and it will keep them separated in a separate section within the Google Photos app. And you can also heart photos, photo albums that are shared with you through the app. Finally, Google Duplex was explained today by our Abner Lee. He basically walks through, you know, what it is, whether or not people will use it, how it works, and why it was so controversial. He further explains, I think, something that's kind of gone under the radar a little bit on whether or not it passes the Turing test. And, you know, long story short is that it does somewhat, but only under very specific circumstances. Finally, he covers, you know, when you will or will not be able to use Duplex, so you should head over to 9to5google.com and check out that story. You can read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google App Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.